Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk, let's hang out, let's see. We are 13 days into this new year. People are super excited about it being 2025 because I guess the 25 thing gets you excited because people start thinking that there were 25 or how excited it was when they were 25, one or the other. I don't know. It gets a little confusing to me. But hey, we still have to talk about stuff. We still have to talk about how things occur, how things happen, and so on. So let's take a little bit of that excitement of 25 being out. And let me talk real quick, just for a brief moment in time, a very small moment in time. And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about your organization or your personal life or anything at all where you have been successful at. And yeah, you can even go as far down as a sporting game that you might have played, but something that you've been successful at doing. Is it coming to mind? Now, I want you to think about that for just a brief moment and give it some serious intention. And I'm talking about the general feeling. I'm talking about how things worked for you, how things were fantastic, how things you went through were like, wow, this really changed something for me, and the way that you were looking at it. But that emotion that was there, that is going to be one of those crucial parts of the whole thing. Now, I want you to think about that for just a brief moment longer. Let's give it a few more seconds here. Now, after you have that emotional event and you were successful at X, someone comes into you and says, I got something to share with you. Maybe the way that you just did that was not the best. Yeah, one more time. The way that you did that might have not been the best. So how is that going to make you feel for a moment? You're going to have a lot of questions there on, hold on, what do you mean it wasn't the best? I have this general emotion that comes out of this whole thing of everything that I was doing. So I am referencing this for the following reason. What happens from time to time is when you go in to an organization, when you have conversations with people, that is almost what is occurring when you're telling them, hey, you've been successful to this point, but I might have a better way. Think about that for a moment. Think about how close we are in regards to how we're having that conversation. Because what happens most of the time is that we don't realize it. We don't realize to an extent that we are, let's use some nice words, poo-pooing on some people's emotions, on some people's thoughts. And they believe that till that point, they have been successful on something. Now, if we took it and reversed it and said, hold on, we were terrible at X, we were terrible at this, and we were terrible at all these other things, and somebody said, hey, I got a better way of maybe on how you can do this, you might be more open to the idea of what I have to say. But if I was good and successful at something until that point, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have an uphill battle, as people like to say, in regards of covering something with someone. And I'm not picking here. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about how some of these things come across sometimes. So maybe we need to start taking a look at this stuff in regards on how we reconfigure. Yes, reconfigure some of the aspects of what we do. So maybe that's what we need to start talking about. It's the mindset that we need to start changing on how we do the approach of what we talk about. And listen, at the end of the day, I would imagine that your goal and my goal is to get people home safely. So think about that today, and let's talk in the very near future on how we should go about reconfiguring our approach Maybe that's something to think about.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.